All right, I'm calling the meeting of the regular monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:31. And as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and roll call. Marcy, you want to do that?
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani. Rose Pertoso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
James DeMeo.
Here.
And I did call Rose last month. I left a message, but I never heard back from her. So I don't know where we stand with that, but hopefully she's doing well. Okay, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Second time? Third time? Okay, ask for a motion to close the public portion.
So motion to close.
Okay, by Kelly, a second by James. All those in favor?
Aye.
Only heard one aye.
Aye, sorry.
Need one more. Bob?
Yeah, he's trying to reconnect right now.
All right, I'll vote. Yes, we're closed. All right, first up, something we didn't do last month, which we should have done.
Yeah, we're still in the corner.
Okay, we have to elect a chairperson for the committee.
I nominate Jack Walsh.
Second.
Any further nominations? Any further nominations?
Volume title?
Final time? Nominations?
He was down there.
So we have a nomination in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm muted.
Opposed?
Just be answering.
Abstain? I'll abstain. I'm elected chair again. I'm running out of gas. I'm going to be honest with you. But we've got to get through this tough stretch. But by next year, I think somebody else should be ready to take this over. So, in any case, water over to Dan. Let's get going with the engineer's report. And Chris, you're going to do this?
Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm sorry, Bob couldn't make it tonight. We had a conflict. But yeah, the
screen.
Basically go through things really quickly. The supplement to the wastewater's facility planning study, that's the biggest item that probably deserves discussion. The administrative order needs has some dates that we have to meet coming up. The first one coming up at the end of June.
Give me a second. I want to bring that up on the screen. I have it on the agenda later on, but you might as well cover it now. For the benefit of everyone, we just received the update from DEEP with the new requirements. Remember, we were still working under the last agreement, which was, you know, postponed because of the regional study. And we received this the other day. So, Chris, why don't you pick up from there?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. This letter, the modification here basically is I haven't read it in detail. I'm just going off of Bob's notes here that the first deadline that we have coming up, as everybody's probably aware, is the end of June to have the updated report, the supplemental report into them, which again is then followed up with the submittal of the wastewater treatment plant drawings and specifications by the end of December. And as everybody can probably well imagine, because of all the delays that have incurred with the regional study and other things that are going on, those aren't really going to happen. We can get the report done, that's no problem, by the end of June, but some more of the dates are going to have to be modified to make this workable. I do understand that, Jack, you've had some discussions with Ann Stroud up at DEEP. We have as well, just talking about things moving forward. And our plan at this point, with your permission, of course, is to prepare, you know, some amendments to get some funding for finalizing the report that we still have to do, and then getting some contract language in place for getting underway with the design so that we can meet those deadlines.
Right. Of course, she was very cooperative. She understands the situation, but, you know, again, they want us to move along, and, you know, we want to move along as well. I don't think there's any issue on our side. But as I was reading, Bob's comments, he mentioned something about, all project costs incurred after receipt of the engineering agreement approval letter from Connecticut DEP would be eligible for CW Clean Water Fund funding.
Yep.
Any portion of the project related to nitrogen removal would be eligible for a 30% grant, 70% loan. The actual other was 20 grant, 80% low interest. But now we will have additional costs related to doing this new engineering study, correct?
Yes.
All right. Will you prepare the contract for us?
Yes. Yep. That's underway. We'll have that to you shortly. The time and effort to finish up the 2019 supplemental report, or the 2020 supplemental report, is not very extensive, to be sure. But we also want to get in with that at the same time so that DEP has time to react to things and review them. We're going to put together the design scope as well and the design costs as well and get those all in as one package so that the DEP can take what time they need without getting us right down to the wire and get both of those things approved so that we can all move forward at the earliest possible moment. And then we can decide, you know, very soon, either concurrent with that or very soon after we get that done, another modification letter for the administrative order to change the dates that are further out. That you see here that, project completion by December of 2026. Not likely at this point in time. So,
and she understands that. When I spoke to her, she understood. As long as we're making progress,
yep,
and we're doing our best to comply, they'll be cooperative with us because they recognize that we're behind the eight ball partly because of them. The ruling that we had to wait until the regional study was done before we could upgrade that study. I mean, that put us 3 years behind the eight ball. And 100%. We've lost another year now with privatization. So this has to move forward. But I'm just trying to think of what action, because we don't actually have a contract from you on this. And this would be part of, I don't know.
Well,
would it be part of the referendum expense or not?
Yeah, there is. Right now, there is a contract in place under the referendum that was for design, a few years ago for the first phase of the engineering to get the first phase of the upgrade done. We're still under contract with that. We haven't spent any money. We haven't been using it. And our intent is to submit this as an amendment to that.
I'm trying to think of what, if we need to approve anything, and if it's under the referendum, if we also have to have the approval of the infrastructure committee.
That I don't know, but
yeah,
I would say yes.
I mean, we do have the existing contract, but this is going to push the cost beyond that.
Yes, it will push the cost beyond that. This is by the time we escalate the costs that were put together in 2020, Bob and I worked on that today a little bit just to see where this was heading, and the numbers are north of $50 million. Right. I think they're in the $60 million range for the plant upgrade itself. The engineering and technical cost for all the work to do that is in, multi-millions of dollars as well, single millions of dollars, but, it's not a $100,000 effort to design that level of plant. So the money that we're currently sitting under contract, is not sufficient to do the whole design. So what was mentioned in Bob's meeting that you mentioned just a few minutes ago, Jack, is that if we get this engineering service agreement proposal into DEEP that any money that we spend is all going to be eligible, or any costs that you incur for our services will all then be eligible under, you know, the funding that they will provide, the grant loan program. Yeah. So I think it's imperative to get that in, get that process started. And once they give us, and thankfully, when we're working with Ann and the folks that are there now, it should be a much smoother and a much more timely response to things than it has been over the past number of years.
I would agree. You know, I called her Monday and she was in meetings because I said I wanted to talk to her before the privatization meeting on Monday. And she was there, but I got an email from her first thing on Tuesday morning, and we spoke Tuesday afternoon. And she was very front. She understands our situation, how difficult it is. So, you know, as long as we continue to make progress on our end, I just want everyone to recognize, though, I hope you heard that number that was thrown out, because there's no way that we can meet that without an additional referendum. So that's a political question that will come into play at some point in the future. Regardless of that, you know, my personal feeling is we have to go through and get this engineering study done, period. I don't see any way out of that. So I just, you know, again, I'm trying to think of the best way to word some kind of emotion today.
The engineering report, we have the funds for that, right, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, so
we've got enough to do what you need right now?
For that piece.
All right, so I would say we don't do anything tonight. You just proceed with that, and we'll take it from there.
We've expended all of the money back in 2020 when, you know, that was set aside for this. The additional cost, and it's very small dollars. We could do it under the on-call, because again, we're talking probably a day or two, literally, Jack. We have to update the paragraph that talks about the regional study. Have to update and add a paragraph about the privatization, and we have to update and you know, the cost of the project to bring them up to the 2026 time frame for completion. None of that takes a whole lot of effort, but we don't have any money remaining at this point to finish that out. It's been exhausted for a couple of years now. So,
all right, then I would ask for a motion for tonight to get us moving on this, because we can't afford to fall behind on this. I would ask for a motion to authorize them to complete this ESA that has to go to DEEP using our funds, and we will come back later on and look at taking those funds from the referendum. But we need to get this done.
So moved.
Okay. Second from Kelly. All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor moving forward with it, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're moving forward on that.
That's Jack. Fine. Jack?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering if I'm unmuted. I guess I am. Okay.
You are unmuted, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I had to mute you before, but because it was background noise.
Okay.
Okay, getting back to the engineer's report now, Chris.
Okay, next item on the engineer's report is the Route 34 sewer. The only thing worthy of talking about is that the construction is back on, and the gravity sewer installation completed from Factory Street West almost to Minerva Street. So, or it's just past Minerva Street as far as I understand right now.
It's incredible down there. But I do have a question. Have you heard any more about the refund that we expect on that project?
No, I haven't heard anything, but I will make sure to ask Bob about that tomorrow and he can follow up.
Okay.
All right. The CMOM EPA order continues on. You guys understood that the WPCA conducting the task, that's moving on. The II removal phase 4 is just about closed out. Phase 5, we're pending going out to bid for phase 5 probably within the next week or so. So that's ready to go out. And then the ArcGIS, not much of an update there, training to be scheduled. So I think that's still out there, but that's all that I have for the engineering report.
Okay, any questions? Okay. Let's move on. I think minutes are next on the agenda. You got the minutes in your package. What's your pleasure?
Move to accept.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
All right, James, a second. All is in favor of accepting the minutes as presented?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's approved. Well, everybody voted yes, so it's approved. All right, now the bills. Let's take these in portions. All right. The first one, and again, these are all in your packet. Okay, the first one is regular bills. There were six checks in the amount of $11,764.12. What's your pleasure?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
All in Jack, favor?
Bob, go ahead.
I would say, what, there's 7,000 something there. Pepe, what's going on there?
Okay, wait a minute.
The second one down, I guess it was. Yeah, there's 70. One? Yeah, what's okay. That all about?
Hey, do you want to talk about the work on Prairie Avenue?
I'm not sure which one that is, but I know we did work on Prairie Ave where we replaced a couple of sections on the manhole. I would have to go back in my records and try to find out what project is at that price, because off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Well, I guess it's two separate charges there, 4,000 and a 3,000.
Right.
I didn't see that.
All right.
But I guess somebody approved it, I guess, right?
If you want to circle back, I can go through my reports right now and try to figure out what the projects were for those two.
All right, we've got a motion in a second, so we'll just hold that for a minute. Let's move on to the second one. This is for 59258.07. There are 20 checks there, and again, they're all in your packet. This is a new report. Let me do this. Marcy, what was the difference here? Why are we getting this?
I don't know. They ran that report. I included it because they used the city's check numbers. If you see those reference numbers, they didn't use our check number. Something happened with the batch. It was messed up. But
yeah, because I couldn't match up these three expenses. I didn't see them matching up with what's on the previous page for and that was the temporary office help.
Yeah. I included it because it had I probably shouldn't have put it in your report. I included it for my, for information for me because of the check numbers that were messed up.
Right. Okay, so we'll disregard that last page, and you have the two-page report, and you can see what all the expenses are there. What's your pleasure on this set?
One question for Ed. Is this the last payment on the 20 expedition or whatever it was you got? Or is there one more payment there?
I believe... If I'm not mistaken, I believe this was the last payment.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, motion to pay.
Do I have a second? Okay, James?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Okay, we're paying that, and we'll come back to you when it gets a chance to find that, so...
I have a couple of them. I just need to see what was the price on both of them, the cost.
Give me a second. I'll move down. 33.47.39 and 45.37.61. And again, it says Prairie Avenue. Well, I think it's supposed to be Prairie Avenue, but it says Prairie Avenue.
All right. So, yeah, what I'm showing is a total of $7,885. Sewer repair on Prairie Ave, excavate existing 8-inch sewer pipe, remove section of broken clay pipe, install new SDR 35, backfill compact, saw cut roadway, remove existing asphalt, install 2 lifts of class 2 asphalt throughout the area.
So we had a leak.
It was found in our CMOM report when we were going out and doing the CCTV. We found a broken pipe on Prairie Ave.
Okay. Bob, you asked that question, I think. So does that answer it for you?
I guess it was 2 different broken pipes. It looks like two different projects there. Maybe for the same problem. I don't know.
Or 2 different sections. Ed, can you tell from your records?
He probably gave us 2 separate invoices for maybe the same project.
Maybe one was repair and one was the patching. Is that possible?
It could be. I have another one for General Worcester Road in the amount of $4,186, and that was to remove existing 8-inch drop in a manhole, installed new SDR 35 8-inch, reassembled 8-inch interior drop in a manhole.
We don't have that, though. You know.
Yeah, this one totals out to the same number that you had, the 7,000.
Right. Yeah.
It looks like just 2 separate invoices or something like that.
But bottom line is, you know, the work was done.
It was done. And if you would like me to share my screen, I can show you the invoices. I have them up.
Okay. Give me a second. Let's see if I can allow that.
And you probably sign off on those anyway, right?
I do, yes. And yeah.
Well, if you signed off on them, it's good enough for me.
Okay. So we had a motion. We had a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're paying that. All right, now we've got 2 for the bond. So the motion on these 2 would have to be with the additional approval of the Infrastructure Committee. There's the Weston and Sampson bill for $7,070.89. And the DiCarlo and Dow bill for $1,402.50. Now, Marcy, can I ask you a question? The Carl and Dow bill, that's still within what we had already authorized them to spend, right?
I guess so. I didn't even look to see if it was.
Because as I'm looking, it says not to exceed $65,000, and they're still not exceeding it. So,
yeah,
I'm assuming it's still okay then. Okay.
They haven't asked yet for more money like they have in the past.
Right, but they're still within the limit of what we had already approved. Okay, we had approved 65. They'd build 56. With this new one, it'll go up to 57 and it'll be 1402. So they're still within what we authorized already. So let me get a motion first to pay Weston and Sampson $7,070.89.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right. And the second one will be paid to Carl and Dow $1,402.50. Need a motion?
Motion to pay.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Bob. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're paying that. Then we have 2 regular bills for Weston and Sampson. The first is for $470, and the second one is $4,800. So it asks for a motion to approve these at the same time.
Motion.
Okay, do we hear a second?
Second.
Second by James. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying that. And while we're at it, let me do the transfers. The capital amounts and the transfer is $66,828.49. So need a motion to approve that transfer.
Motion to transfer.
Okay. The second.
Second.
Second by Bob. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, transfer is done. Finance. Well, give me a second.
Jack, you still got one bill out there. That's the one for the HOMA, for HOMA pump.
Oh, yeah, I missed that. Okay, I missed that.
Wait, is that the one that we tabled from last month because they had a late fee on it? Or is that just for repairs, Ed?
No, this is a new bill.
Yeah, this is the $7,500. That is for one of the Stratford pumps that we received, went back to HOMA to get rebuilt.
I'll find it. See, I think I had it with, with these. No.
How do we make out on the one that got tabled? I didn't see that anywhere in the packet. Were we able to do anything with that last month where they wanted to get the late fee?
Oh, I don't remember.
Marcy, you
said
you're
the home bill. Wait a minute. Here's the home bill. Hang on. Okay.
That was for the rebuild of one of the Stratford pumps.
This one here is, yeah. Okay.
All right. There's no late fee on this. So we need a motion to pay HOMA $7,500 for the repair.
So moved.
Okay. Second. Do I hear a second? Kelly, any further second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. That one is paid. All right. Now let me move on to the finance report. You know, again, I see some major issues. Let me start right here. This is a new item. I don't know if many of you noticed this, but Marcy, I don't understand what this could, how this could be on here. It's an unknown account in the assets, and it's a minus $59,258.07. You have any idea what that could possibly be?
I do not. I'll have to look at that tomorrow. I'll have to. In the detail.
Because the only thing I could think, it's pretty close to what this one is down here, which has been sitting here for a long time. So I don't know. That was a question I had.
I didn't notice that. I will look at it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got to be wrong. Or at the very least, it's got to be something other than unknown. We can't have a $59,000 unknown on our books.
Right.
Moving on, you know, a couple of issues here. I thought we were going to get this accounts payable moved with all the other liabilities because that $1,000 has been sitting there for a long time. I also have some other questions down here. Yeah, this savings. What again is that, Marcy?
That is, we have some of the employees have money taken out going into their savings account.
Okay, it's still here. We haven't transferred it out already.
No, that I don't make transfers to those accounts. That's done at the audit.
Okay. And then we also have here, this looks kind of strange to me that we've got these two accounts and they're exact same amount of money, yet one's a plus and one's a minus. And this one is the long-term portion of something, and the other one is the gym fees.
The gym,
So I mean, something's wrong there too, I think. And then I also had a question about, we've got the bond payable up here for $6,630,000, and then down here for $8,375,000. Is that because they actually did the borrowing in two different segments?
Could be. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I hate to be a pain in the neck on this, but it just drives me nuts.
On that last sheet, what's the due to general fund?
What?
Due to general fund on the last one.
Oh, yeah, like I had a question about that. Well, I think that was related, wasn't it, to if we had to take money from the general fund to put it back?
It's money that we owe to the general fund.
For what, though?
It could be for, like, anything. Like, anything in payroll, like pension money or...
I mean, right now...
Sometimes when I balance... I mean, haven't done it in a while, but when I balance out my... bank recs, if there's money that, like, they didn't take it out of the general ledger, the bank didn't take it out, I put it due to the general fund.
I mean, right now there's nothing there anyways. There's not,
yeah,
it's a zero balance. But... okay, then the next one, I got a couple of questions. We're still off on this, on the commercial revenue.
Yeah, that was for the, because of the, due to the Griffin Hospital, the 13%.
Okay.
13% of that goes to, so you make a journal entry. And the first number, that 59,559,260, that was like an estimated commercial revenue. And then, well, the actual was the 5,227,572.58.
Okay, so
that was
our budget was incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we don't have the figure at the time that we do our budget, so we, and then with the 13% for the Griffin Hospital that we take out because we give it to Ansonia, that's a difference.
Yeah, a lot of these causes problems because we don't have the audit when we're going to do next year's budget. If we had the audit, we'd catch all these things and it'd be cleaner. So, and I think we're going to be in the same boat again this year, unfortunately. Then when we get to the next one, I'll have my usual complaint. You know, again, we should be about 58% on the office wage and plant wages, et cetera. And we're pretty close on that. But again, Social Security and Medicare are not in line. You know, they should be the same percentage as the wages should be because they're based on the wages.
Well, can I just say one thing with that?
Yeah.
Well, the office has been short a person, right?
Right.
Now, we have Serge, but he's getting paid out of no Social Security or Medicare is coming out of his salary. So that could be a difference, you know, and I don't know if you were down anybody at the plant, Ed, that would make that fall a little bit shorter too. So maybe.
But at the plant, it wouldn't make any difference because their wages, you know, you just get the same percentage of those wages, but Serge could be.
Yeah,
could be, but I don't know if it would be.
Well, if the plant was short any people, they wouldn't have any, right?
No, because again, these two numbers, Social Security and Medicare, are just the same set percentage of the total wages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it should be the same. You know, you just take the wages and multiply it by the percentages, And they should be roughly at 58%. If this is 58%, these should be.
Okay, so it could be just surge then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been almost a year that we haven't had a permanent person.
Yeah, but this is just for this this year. Again, I think it's a matter of the,
you know, from July.
When the payroll numbers come in, you know, it should be just an automatic. When you get it from the payroll, it should just plug in. But you're actually doing manual entry on some of this rather than they don't give you the file that just gets imported. That would solve a lot of it, I think. I'll say we have the same thing going down. You know, we don't know where we stand with pension. You know, we're showing only $360 expended, and we know that we're liable for a certain percentage.
So, yeah, they usually give us bills. I haven't gotten any bills from them. The city usually says, okay, you owe us this much for pension or this much for insurance and workers' comp, but they haven't given us anything.
Yeah, you'll see it is the same on workers' comp because we haven't spent anything there. We know that we're going to have that expense. I don't know. One of these days we have to sit down with them and find out how do we get some numbers during the course of the year? Because if this keeps up, we end up in the same situation every year. We get an audit after we've already started working on the budget for next year.
And plus you want to pay them in the same fiscal year. You don't want them coming back at the end of the year and saying, oh, by the way, for last year, you owed us this much money.
Yeah.
Which kind of really throws everything in a.
Marcy, who should we sit down and talk to about that? I don't even know.
Good question. I don't know either. Walt, maybe Nancy.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to Walter. I guess he's on vacation this week.
He's on vacation for 2 weeks, I heard.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay.
That's what I heard. Yeah. So, or I don't know if you want to talk to John, I don't know he's here tomorrow. I guess.
Who's here tomorrow?
John Acavello.
Oh, yeah. When he's in, would you have him give me a call?
Yeah.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, again, this just drives me crazy. And maybe I'm making too much out of it. I don't think so, though, because our first responsibility is fiduciary. And we can't be responsible if we don't have numbers that are correct.
Plus, we got budget time coming up in a month and a half.
Well, I have that on the agenda for tonight, too. So, I would ask for what I ask for every month to accept but not approve. Reservations, but not approve it.
I do know this has been said before, but I want to echo it too. I'm not a fan of this report because we're also missing one line that bothers me. So we have the expended line and encumbrance. Now, if you add those two, that's how much we're basically saying we've spent. But we need to do that math in order to.
I know. I don't like it at all.
Year to date, to see where we're at in line, it's just not I don't. I'm not the biggest fan of the encumbrance, but it's fine. I could deal with it. But you know, we should have another line or a column that basically totals it.
I agree with you. This is the first year that we have to put in for POs before we order things, right? Last year they wanted me to do it. And when Keith was here, I said, I can't, I don't have time to do that. It's just too much work. And I can't do it by myself.
And it's right now, as James pointed out, it's too confusing.
It is. It is. And I don't know. I just
and it's also inconsistent because some
it's a pain some in numbers the neck.
Are encumbered for the whole year, and others not. So it becomes meaningless. Except it screws you up when you want to come over here.
And see what
percentage we're at because
I
always look at this first. You know, that's my first indication: are we on target or aren't we on target? And I can't figure it out. So I've stopped looking at this because it does nothing. But cause problems. But it was a recommendation from the auditor, wasn't it?
Yes, that's how the whole city's supposed to be doing this.
But you know, it's also inconsistent. Okay, something gets encumbered for the whole thing that we expect, and other things don't.
Well, so it also depends upon what it is and what type of line items. So that's the thing with the encumbrances, which is why I can kind of get behind it, because a bill, we're not going to have an encumbrance for, because we get the bill and then we have to pay it. Therefore, it's just expended. For an encumbrance, it's something like, hey, we're going to purchase something. So therefore, they give us the proposal and they give us the item, and we know we're going to have to give them a check, but that invoice hasn't come due yet. So I get the purpose of the encumbrance so that it's accounted for. It's just, it's hard to keep track within this spreadsheet.
There's got to be consistency on what's in there. So
it's hard too, because
we just need to sit down and get this straightened out.
And when you do the invoices too, you got to look at the PO to make sure the PO's still, it's not closed out. Make sure there's money on the PO left to pay the bill. It's just like extra steps.
Well, have him give me a call. Hopefully I can talk to him. But we've got to resolve. We just can't keep making a motion every month to not approve a financial
report. Yeah, and you know, ask him those questions too, because he's a better person to ask than me about those other, you know, all your questions.
Yeah, no.
And I could give him a report so he knows what you're looking at. So, you go through it together.
Yeah. No problem.
My electric is so low right now.
You know, again, right now, instead of the percent huge, I kind of look back to the previous year to date expended. That's a lifesaver for me, because, again, I look quickly and, okay, it looks pretty comparable to last year. If it's way off, then there's got to be a reason for it. So, okay, let's move on.
I don't know.
I'll make a motion to receive but not accept, or
I forgot. I asked for the motion but went back to it. So you made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Done with that for tonight. Let's move on to the superintendent's report. Ed? Want to take over here?
Sure. The collection system for the month of January, we responded to a total of 51 call before you dig tickets with 5 emergencies, and responded to a total of 2 emergency callouts. For the treatment plant in January, we had an average flow of 1.59 million gallons per day, a total flow of 49 million gallons a day, and a max daily flow of 3.01 million gallons per day. Average total nitrogen for the month was 58 pounds per day. We're limited for 71. As of now, our annual average is 58 pounds. Average effluent VOD is 6.1 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids is 5 milligrams per liter. And our average turbidity was 2.5. For maintenance, we installed the first HOMA pump. It is installed and operational in the raw sewage. It's been a dream. It outruns and outworks the other 2 pumps combined.
Really?
So it was a great thing. We began the first quarter jetter maintenance cleaning. We completed 466 feet of CCTV inspections for INI rehab phase 5. In general, I have the fog letters for both Burtville and Bradley Terrace. They're letters that we came up with that we want to send to the residents of both Burtville and Bradley Terrace. For our CMOM, we're going out and jetting these lines and finding them out to be more and more filled with grease. Even after we do them, 3 to 6 months later, they're filled back up with grease again. So someone in the area is definitely dumping lots of grease where it's solidifying and sticking in the pipes in a short amount of time. These are the letters we came up with. We just wanted the board's approval to send them out to the residents.
You know, I think this is really necessary. You know, I hate that it comes down to this, but you know, the long range costs will kill us if the people keep doing this kind of thing. So I'd ask for a motion to approve the letter.
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
This is Dave, Jack. Talking about the fats in the sewer line, if we're finding the fats using the CCTV, it sounds like, right?
Well, yes, that's how they're finding them, yeah.
Okay, but the last thing I remember is the sewage flows downhill. So anything at the top of where we're scanning, it's got to be where it's coming from. It's not the bottom. You know, it seems like we can, Burfo isn't a big street there. You know, you probably got 10 houses on it.
So well, you have the condo complex as well.
Ed, what you was that?
You have the entire condo complex on Burtville.
Oh, that well, is it coming in at the complex level? It's not coming above that, right?
No, because everything before that is clean. It's that Burtville area, especially at our pump station that we're seeing it. The pump station, the last couple of months, we usually do wet well cleanings once a quarter, but we've had to do Burtville, I think, four times in the last quarter.
Four times.
Yeah. Don't we have a access hole in the condo area? That's a big complex in there. There must be some manholes, right?
Private property. It's not, you know, we don't have the ability to go in there and jet their lines for them. And it's not something we'd want to do either.
Well, if it's causing us a problem and it's illegal.
Yeah, can we mandate something?
Well, the first step is sending this letter to see if anything happens. There is another resident that lives on that street that there is, I have heard there is cause for concern because it's believed that this resident has a food truck and dispose of their waste in the line as well. But it's very hard to, even with CCTV, it's very hard to determine where to pinpoint exactly where it's coming from. I mean, we can narrow it down. Maybe it is the condo complex, but you can't narrow it down to any specific person in that condo complex.
No, but at the same time too, we don't need to, because it's a single entity ownership. So if it continues to happen to the point where it's costing hardship on our WPCA to continually go out and clean, I'm leaning towards starting to send them bills. I mean, I agree. This is the first step. I'm not saying we jump to the second, but if it's continual, I think, you know, we need to start looking in, down that avenue.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Are you finding it in the mains or are you finding it in the pump stations?
We're finding it in the main, but we're because Burtville is such a short run from the condo complex and the house in question, finding it much more in the wet well at the pump station.
Well, I think this is a good first start, but I think we've got to watch this very closely because this could be an expensive problem. So, all right, so we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're sending those out. Ed, you want to talk about this? Doesn't take long, just quickly.
Sure. So on January 30th, I was involved in an accident with the 2020 Ford Explorer at Four Brothers Car Wash. There was a malfunction with the car wash as I was going through it, and the mechanical brush arm never moved out to the side, caused it to drag up the front of the vehicle. While I was on the conveyor system, just kept pulling me into it all the way up to the windshield, cracked the windshield while I was sitting in the driver's seat, managed to jump off out to the passenger seat and get out. Finally, the attendant heard it and stopped everything. And it was an interesting day.
But Ed's done everything that needed to be done. He made the police report, made the insurance claim. So this is just showing that everything was done the way it should have been done. So, and hopefully
we got a check, you know, from for $3,754.87.
Who sent the check?
I think it's our insurance company.
Our insurance company. So then they'll go after the wash. Okay.
Or whoever Cigna is, whoever. I'm not sure. But I know we got a check.
Yeah. Well, it might be their insurance company that paid it then. But was maybe that for the full amount?
I don't know. How much was the estimate? Do you have an estimate?
It's probably our insurance, just no fault in Connecticut, so they don't go after each other. Your insurance pays.
This one's a bit strange, though, because it wasn't a road accident. This was on private property.
Yeah, but it's still considered an accident, I think. The problem is it hits us as a penalty, renewal penalty.
Could be Four Brothers. I'll have to see who our insurance company is or who's.
Okay. Well, at this point, we're just keeping an eye.
We have a check. Yeah.
Everything was done on Ed's part the way it should have been handled. According to the police, we have the police report. The claim went into the insurance broker. So, you know, everything on our side has been done the way it was supposed to be done. So,
you're good to really.
Yeah.
Ed, I think the best thing to do with this situation next time is tell Steve Icon to wash your truck for you. Let me know how you make out with that one.
I don't think I'd be able to tell you what he says.
Okay.
To add one more number to your report, like a max daily or max daily flow for the year, like, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, I'm interested to know what the, without going through all the past reports, like what for 2022, what was the max daily flow for the plant? I'm just thinking about that number, especially when we're going through this plant upgrade. You know, because we're talking about, you know, potentially reducing the size of the plant to help us save some money. So I just like to kind of keep a good track of that.
Okay.
You know, get kind of like what you do with the nitrogen, like the average or annual average, you know what I mean? Just like an average or a, you know, annual max daily flow or something.
All right. I will take out the max daily flow and I will put in what you're looking for is more of the average daily flow year to date, not so much the max, because the max is. The max is the one time high throughout the course of the day.
I want max.
Okay.
For the flow, because so, you know, because I'm thinking about it in terms of like, what's our plant rated for now? I forget.
3.5.
How much?
3.5 MGD.
3.5. You know what I mean? So if we were talking, really, that's it? I thought we were more than that. I don't know. If we were talking about reducing the max flow or something like that, it'd just be nice to know where we land.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the average. I'm worried about that high.
Don't we have that on there now? Max daily flow, 3.01 million.
Yeah. But I want it for like the year. So like, is he only giving it to us for this month? You know what I mean? So next month it could be at 1.5. And then now we just forgot about the 3.0 is what I'm kind of getting at.
Yep, I can. I will add that right under total flow, as opposed to having max daily flow next to total flow. I'll just go down one and do it exactly how we do with the nitrogen.
Yeah, however you want to do it, I just would appreciate like a year to date max flow.
Yeah. For what it's worth, so far the annual is 3.01 million gallons a day for a max.
Okay, let's move on. Before we get to the discussion about connection fees, let's quickly get these out of the way. Marcy, you want to explain these? This one?
Yes.
And this one?
Yes. This one, we were going to start foreclosure on this property. It's a small piece of property on Seymour Avenue. It used to have a gas station on it. there are tanks, we think, buried there. So it's really an environmental issue there. They started to foreclose on it, and I called, Jack had asked me about it, and I called the attorney, and I said, are we like in the middle of foreclosing on this? And they said, yes. I said, well, stop it, because it has so many environmental issues. If we got the property, if we foreclosed on it and the property came to the city, I would think that we would be responsible for cleaning it up. And who knows what that would cost. So
we'd be entitled in lawsuits forever.
Yeah.
And we don't want any part of that. That's the bottom line on that one.
And there was already an order for this from DEP to the property owner to clean it up.
For two years ago. So
So
we're just getting out of that. Foreclosure business, because we don't want to be property owners.
And if the city wants it, they could do the foreclosure, right? Because there's more taxes owed on it than there is sewer.
Right. And then how about this one?
This one, we had it as four units. It's three on the field card, so I just adjusted the bill to three. Okay. Just to let you know.
That was my old barbershop, Joe Bismano.
Me too, Jack. Me too.
35 years.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the agenda, I've got it as, wait a minute. Did I miss anything? No, we got that. Under new business, the 23-24 budget, I just want to say we've got to get started on that. So just a heads up for Marcy and for Ed to start thinking about that. Next month, we'll talk more about it. But,
I have a question.
Sure.
You guys were thinking about a new billing method or a new way of billing or changing our billing? Were you guys thinking about that last year?
We're kind of talking about the payment structure the billing structure.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, don't do it last minute. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've got so much going on now, so it probably won't happen for this budget. So,
okay.
But I did want to talk about connection fees and possible action. Ed's got one in front of us that we've been talking about, and then I just want to talk in general. We had a pretty good discussion last month, but I want to move it along. Not necessarily to take an action tonight, but certainly next month. If we're going to make a change, we need to know that before we get into the budget discussions for next year. So, Ed, you want to take the splash car wash one first?
Sure. After kind of relooking at the rate structure, when we first calculated out the connection fee for splash, we followed what the rate structure was, and it would building square footage and average calculated average daily flow, which came out to be 100,500. So the more we got involved, really kind of made us look at this again was what we did for the laundromat. It was an existing property, so we just charged them a change of use and not for the building square footage that was already previously there. Now, you could go one of two ways with that. You could argue the fact that there was a previous building there. It was inadequate, so they knocked it down and put up a new building. So because there was a building there that already connected to the sewer, why not just do a change of use fee like we did for the laundromat and not to follow the full structure of the building square footage and the calculated data. So if we do that, we have that under option A, and that brings the connection cost from 100,500 down to 23,500. And the other option, just to put it on there, was if we solely went with the building square footage, because it is a new building, it still drops down, not as much, but it's $81,500 for a connection fee. And I know this was something that we were talking about last week or last month as well. And James, you were very much on the ball with, you know, this should be, fees should be, you know, collected in payments and usage, not so much as you're trying to regain that money through an impact fee. But because this is what we have, I'm just following the structure and trying to find the best solution for it.
Yeah, and this discussion, you know, we talked about before, are we competitive with our surrounding towns when it comes to these fees? And what do we gain by having a high connection / impact fee? And at the same time, if we do have this new construction, do we gain more from the usage fees over the long run and also the capital fees? So, you know, let me see if I can bring up this other, we've got two other examples.
We don't account for these fees in our budget, right?
We had, there's a line item in the budget for $16,000, I think it was in. Can you see this spreadsheet or not?
No.
Okay, so I've got to change the share. All right. But in the budget, let me go back. I'll bring that up. Finance.
Revenue.
We had $16,317 in there. Okay. So, I mean, instead of 16,000, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars here. Let me change the share. Got a couple of other examples here. I don't want to be, penny wise and pound foolish. I'm going to stop that share. Give me a second here.
And then I just want to confirm, Splash Car Wash is currently in front of us asking us about this, or is this just an example?
No, this was an example, of how we're trying to restructure our rates. We already have a check for the $100,500 from Splash Car Wash, but because of us, starting to discuss this again in recent events with the laundromat, I thought it would be a good time to give some more options and bring it back up as a, for any kind of resolution.
And as long as we're doing that, I want to talk about it just in general, the concept of what we're doing and why we do it. So here's another hypothetical on something that might happen in downtown, showing us in comparison to all the other towns. Ed, do you want to walk us through this?
Sure. This was something I did to show the board what our connection fees are and to take that against the surrounding towns, what their cost would be. So with the Route 34, the Route 8
building. Hypothetical
building that's going in, say it's 105 units. What our cost would be, or what our impact fees would be for the 105, and then everything after that, came to $491,410. And if you look to the right where Jack's cursor is, you will see that we ran all of those numbers against everyone else, and we were by far the highest. So looking back into the structure, what I did do is in our fee structure, it says impact fee is single dwelling unit or each additional each additional home unit, but it doesn't say condo or anything else. So if we, which is a reduced rate. So the impact fee is $4,622, which each additional unit, which is not outlined for condos, apartments, etc., it goes down to $2,331. So when we do that, that now brings our total, instead of $491,410, to $2,048,986, which puts us at the lower end of everyone else's cost comparison.
All right, now I have a question that is a follow-up to doing this. What would happen to their usage fees would still be based on water, correct?
Yes.
But what about the capital fees?
Same. I mean, I think that that's a different conversation than this. This can be totally by itself. Doesn't have to necessarily jive with the other ones. You know, it's independent.
Right, but I'm trying to think of long-range implications. Are we gaining someplace one place and losing it someplace else, or just the opposite?
I don't think this has any bearing on rates or capital fee. Or, yeah.
Well, what would be the capital fee then on this if this went through? Would they get charged $257 for each of the...
each of the 105 units.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would help us quite a bit. So I don't know. I'd like to see us more competitive we are, but, you know, I'm not an expert in this. And we're getting a big chunk of money here. But is that more than covering our expenses? Because what are our actual expenses in approving anything?
The hookup fee, as-built fee, observation fee, engineering fee. The two impact fees really are not our expenses, right?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And none of us were here when these were put into effect. So I don't know. I just wanted to throw this out tonight. I'd like to get by next month for us to think, do we want to continue with the existing language? And Ed, if you could send that to everybody again, the actual language, so people can think about it. And, you know, maybe at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want to continue with it. Or maybe we're looking for an opportunity to get maybe less money in short term, but more over the long haul. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, when I look at this and I see that a developer could go across the bridge, either bridge to Ansonia or Derby, and Shelton or Ansonia, and the difference in price, it's staggering.
Ed, I have a couple questions on this.
Sure. I can share my screen because I have the impact fees up right now, if that helps, and I can discuss.
Okay, maybe. Hang on a second. I'll close mine out. Okay. Let me see. I have to change it. Let's see. Okay, you should be able to share now.
Okay, can everybody see that?
So
it, for the impact fee, it's impact fee single family dwelling or each condo unit. So it would be 4,662. Then the one underneath it is each additional family unit. And we've always taken that as family unit as multifamily house, two or three family house. So because it's specifically outlined in the single family dwelling or each condo unit is how we first initially gave that impact fee of $491,000. The reason that they've always done this in theory is because when you have a two family or three family house, you don't have that much room to overdevelop and put additional bedrooms and bathrooms in, which your water usage is going to be lower. Therefore, that additional family unit is lower compared to each additional condo unit, where you can put two or three bedrooms in a condo unit with additional two or three bathrooms, which draws up that water usage that they're going to have.
But most of these larger apartments are tiny units, aren't they?
They're anywhere from studio to two-bedroom, two-bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, my first reaction is I view the each additional family unit as so I look at a property that's owned by a single entity, and if you have even like condos, which are individual structures, I would consider those individual dwellings or units, period. So I would look at them as the second option in that spreadsheet, which is that 2,331 after the first one. And that also puts us very competitive, at least for residential, with everybody else. And again, I'm not a big fan of collecting our money with this impact fee. I'd rather it come as more water gets used, and we make more money on that, because that keeps up our operations, that bolsters everything. My two questions that I had on the spreadsheet were, Shetland had like a, what was it, $2,600 even for a dwelling unit?
Right, it was $2,600.
Yeah. Was that just like an even number, if anyone can remember? And then have we looked at this also for commercial properties and compared it to Shetland? Because I do think Shetland is a good gauge for us, due to their proximity, especially, you know, being right across the river. You can see a lot of our commercial and big developments from each other. So,
well, Ed, maybe you could check with them on the commercial. You know, I don't think we're going to take any action tonight, but actually this made it a little bit easier. Basically, James, you're saying it's not a matter of changing the rule. It's a matter of interpreting the rule.
Correct? That's my opinion. Yeah, I mean, everybody else can view this their own way.
Yeah, right. I'm just suggesting the way you said it, it wouldn't require a change to regulations. It would be the interpretation.
Yeah, at least for residential stuff, that's the way that I view it, because they're really, you know, I look at this impact fee as the impact of their lateral leaving that property and connecting to our system.
Right.
So a condo complex is typically only going to have one lateral coming out. So I envision all of that as like one big apartment building behind it. You know, to me, I don't see a difference between an apartment building with 100 units in it and one lateral tying into our system, or 100 individual condo units with one lateral tying into our system. You know what I mean? To me, it's the same. So I don't know why I would charge differently.
I'm going to ask Chris to quickly weigh in. Chris, do you have experience with other towns and what they do in situations like this? We haven't had these big types of projects like this in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the way that Jim just described it is the way I'm most used to seeing it. I think that, you know, a lot of times these impact fees and, you know, the capital fee is there to make up for the cost of building the collection system. You've got a mature system that's pretty much completely built out, and collecting big, you know, charges for if something did not exist on the system previously, you hit them that one time for a connection fee. But, you know, if properties are developed and have been operating on the system for years and years, and it's just a change in use, it's just additional, you know, you just hit them for the change in use. But the funny thing, Jack, is and everybody is that they're so varied town to town in the way that people interpret things town to town. There is no, you know, there is no average. It's just it's all over the place.
Well, I'm trying to look Jack, at go ahead, Bob.
The comment there is, I would think an impact fee, no matter whether you're talking sewage plant or city impact fee. And Florida was a big one for using impact fees. It's your capacity. Once you extend your system to a point where you must add on and spend money, that's where the impact spending is coming from. Okay, if we can add on 500 or 1,000 more users, like Orange joined us right? We got 150 people over there, 145. If that's going to impact us, well, we can't handle that flow. We have to start spending money to expand our system. We're impacted by it.
Yeah.
So we almost have to determine where we are and how far can we go and look at it that way, saying that we can take on, say, 1,000 more users, and yeah, it'd be a lot of money, but what's it going to cost us? And if it's going to force us into expanding our system, and we're going to spend $10 million, that's the impact.
Absolutely.
That's a good point that you brought up, Bob, because that's something that's been weighing heavily on all of us at the plant, with 105 units potentially going right down the street from the plant.
Exactly.
Is, you know, the biggest thing is we do not have an odor control system, and we are going to have to spend $500,000 to put in an odor control system, or these people are going to be calling and complaining every single day about the odors in the exactly. smoke where they live.
Yeah, there's your impact. Right. That's part of it. I think the city of Derby was lax on this over the years. We got clobbered every time something expanded. We just absorbed it, whether it be a 2000 addition on Sutherland Hill or wherever it was, or Burtville. You know, we just grabbed all this extra building with no impact fees.
Well, no, we did collect all the impact fees in the past, no?
No, the city never did. The city never knew an impact fee.
Well, WBCA did, didn't they?
Well, did they? I don't know. I don't remember any impact fee.
Well, I don't know. It just says July
1st. Connection fee. There was a connection fee. You're calling that an impact fee, I guess.
Well, it says sewer impact fees on there.
Yeah, impact fee, connection fee, they're typically interchangeable.
Right. Well, again, I don't want to prolong this for tonight, but, you know, now you're seeing some spreadsheets, you're seeing the information, think about it. And next month, I would like to come to a conclusion one way or the other, because it will also impact our budget as we go forward. You know, James asked the question, what do we have in our budget? Well, we have $16,000 in our budget. Well, all of a sudden you had one of these projects, you know, you're collecting 20 times what we had in our budget. So got to think about all that. But, you know, we don't want to do anything that we can't afford over the long run. It's the bottom line. We have to maintain our system. But at the same time, we shouldn't be out trying to gouge anyone.
Yeah.
If we don't have expenses.
Well, the impact fee, you're not going to see it. You shouldn't see an expense on the impact fee for probably 20 years or 10 years, whenever you're being impacted. That's the problem. If you spend it before that or transfer funds out of it, you just defeated the whole purpose.
Yeah. But, you know, how often do you collect these fees and set them aside in a fund for what you're talking about? They don't. It just goes right.
Well, if we... Let's say this. If we did that, we wouldn't be looking at a $30 million addition to the plant. And, right? We would have had an impact fee.
Yeah.
Really, there wasn't any funding for that, right?
No. The city traditionally doesn't set up those funds. They just go out to a referendum and borrow the money when they have
it. Exactly. Well, that's what I said.
Same for the school.
Derby never entertained an impact fee. Whereas if you looked into Florida, you would see that all these developments are in, they get whacked with an impact fee, right? They want to build, and even that is probably coming to roost. They're building so much down here now, they're overbuilding, you know?
Yeah. Well, again, we do have sewer impact fees. I'm going under the assumption if we had them, they've been collected. I could be wrong, but you've been around before that. Were they collected before 2012?
Well, what do we have in the budget right now? What's the value of our impact fee? I mean, what is our accounts receivable for impact fee? $15,000?
$16,000. That's what we budget.
What can you buy with that? You couldn't even buy a septic tank for that.
Yeah, but Bob, how much development have we had over the last 5 years?
No, you're missing the point, Jack. With $16,000 as an impact fee, you couldn't be doing anything.
Right, but I'm saying that $16,000 was based on the past few years, what we've had for impact fees. We haven't had any impact fees because there's no development in Derby.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, we're talking about a new era here with what's going on in downtown. There's likely to be development. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we balance it in a responsible way so that we encourage that development that we could use, but not overburden us as an expense? So
Bob does bring up a good point, though. It probably wouldn't be a bad thing for us to kind of summarize how much impact fees we've collected, you know, each year in the past, at least 5 years, 10 years, something, just so we have an idea of how much has come in.
Yeah.
But just for Ed, the only other thing, I don't think I'd have you do anything for residential stuff. I'm interested to know what your thoughts are on commercial properties as well.
Commercial properties, right off the bat, I think we need to get as far away we can from the building square footage. I mean, impact fee calculated per average daily flow gallon based on use and building square footage at $15 a square foot. I think we should be doing the average daily flow for, especially for commercial. I think we should be doing an average daily flow, estimated average daily flow, and then a 3-year review after that.
I'm good with it. I just want to see for like next month or something, if you could kind of put something together and at least compare it to, let's say, Shelton again. Because again, I really like using Shelton as a metric. I think that it'd be good for us.
Okay.
So, you know, look, it's been a good discussion. I think everybody needs to think about this. It's a big issue because there is going to be the possibility of development that we haven't had in a long time. We don't want to give away the farm, but we do want to be competitive. That's the way I'm looking at it. And I don't know what that means until I see all the numbers, but you did see some numbers today, quite a difference between us and our neighbors. So, all right, with that, anything else?
Yes, I wasn't here before 2012, just to tell you. I don't know what they did for impact fees.
I didn't know when you started. I was in the city.
Right? I was working. I was in the town clerk's office for 10 years. Yeah. So I came back to WPCA in 2012.
Oh, okay. So and, you are responsible for the rate increases.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. We've got to blame somebody, right?
Hey, Jack, I do have a question for Marcy, though. I got an email and there was an attachment called WIN. I think I got one last month. I can't open it. I'm not sure what that is.
WIN?
Something's been changed.
Is it from me?
Yeah.
It's
the last.
Don't worry.
There's some change.
I think it's some calendar thing or something to do with picture or something weird.
Okay. I don't
know. Your last month, Marcy, that I couldn't open it, and you resent it as a
PDF or something?
PDF, yeah. You send it as a PDF.
Okay, I'll have to watch how I send them. I thought I was sending PDFs all the time.
I don't remember if they had that problem or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I do kind of remember that. I forget what it was.
I
have what was the impact?
Data, I think is what it said. Data.
Okay, now, do you want me to call an infrastructure meeting, get together, get it organized?
Yeah, because they've got to approve those bills that we approved tonight.
Yeah.
Plus, again, getting back to that HOMA bill that we tabled last month, we tabled that because even if we made a motion to pay it, it wouldn't get paid anyway, and it had late charges on it. So the late charges was what we were questioning.
Yeah.
So
we didn't
act on it. We just tabled it.
I think
the bill, we just
tabled paying the late fees on it, if I'm correct.
Right. I think that that's right, yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the case, still, that's another bill sitting in there that hasn't been paid yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'll get it together.
Okay. Anything else?
One more thing on my report, and that was, I think, a discussion at the raw sewage building.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Okay, so with the HOMA pumps, we have run into some issues with the new ones that we purchased, or the one that we have. So as we were trying to figure out how to do it, because it's a big undertaking, that's when the Stratford pumps came. So we put one Stratford pump in, we sent two of the pumps to get rebuilt. One of the Stratford pumps is in. It took about a month to put in after taking the old pump out and waiting for all the piping and everything to get ordered and installed. Once we started doing that, we started noticing some issues with the raw sewage building itself, which started raising some red flags and some questions to be answered. The 14-inch HOMA pump that we bought that came in October weighs just over 2,000 pounds. And our hoist is rated for 1 ton, so just 2,000 pounds. So we had anticipated, you know, the deterioration of the plant, so what and so forth. In order to get this pump into the basement, we were going to take it apart, which is going to pretty much cut the weight in half, bring it down. Once we started bringing up the old pumps, we started seeing a lot more degradation in that concrete, a lot more flexing in the I-beam, and the hoist itself became questionable to the point where we were unsure we even wanted to try taking it apart and bringing it down because it had so many red flags. We had Weston and Sampson come out last Friday with Bob and their structural engineer, and he had a lot of concerns. One of them being is the convex leading up to the stairwell. It's so badly deteriorated from the wet well underneath that he wouldn't even lay half of that pump on that concrete because he doesn't think it could support the weight. He thinks we would be okay to take the pump apart and bring it down into the basement, but that's too many red flags for me, and I don't want to take anybody's life in our hands to try to get a pump down in the basement. So because of this, we're in a good spot. We have three HOMA pumps. One of them just came back. We're going to put that second one in because it's well underneath the weight requirements. We already have one in, and it didn't have any concerns with the weight requirements or the I-beam or the hoist itself. So we'll get the other one in. What I'm thinking that what we should do now is, instead of installing the new HOMA pump, we'll put the third HOMA pump in once we can get the parts. So we'll have those three Stratford HOMA pumps in, and all of which will be rebuilt. And I think we should wait on the new pumps coming in until we have a direction on where we're going with the plant upgrades. We did buy these pumps knowing that these are the ones we're going to use in the upgrade, but the building itself needs to be upgraded before we can safely install those pumps.
What can we do? I mean, to me, this is a safety issue. It's got to be addressed right away. So what can we do to make it safe?
So what we're going to do is, after discussion with Weston and Sampson last week, they're going to put a proposal together on what it's going to cost to get the upgrades done to the raw sewage building to be able to support the weight of getting these pumps down into the basement. And, you know, there's a couple of gantries that we're looking at, a few things that we're looking at. It would have to come back to you guys to get approved, and then it would have to probably go out for a bid.
Well, again, this is a safety issue to me. I mean, this we've got to address as soon as possible. So how do other people feel about it?
Just to be clear, the rebuilt pumps, are they able to be lowered in confidently now as the plant currently sits, the hoist, all that, or not even those can be dropped in until the retrofit happens? I just want
to know. The Stratford ones can, because they're literally half the weight of the other ones. So we already have one Stratford pump in the basement up and running. So we have the two old ones that are still there that need to be replaced. So we have our first rebuilt one from HOMA that we just got back on Friday. We have the base and the stand already put in with the second pump pulled out. We're just waiting for the piping to come in so we can configure that and get that second pump up and running.
So if
once the plan was to get those two Stratford pumps up and running to work on the new HOMA pump. But now it's looking like our best option is to get that third Stratford pump in there. So now we're going to have three working pumps. The building is going to need to get upgraded. Once that building gets upgraded, then we can put that pump in, but not until
so. Why not just forget about the heavy pump, the two-ton pump, and just buy another Stratford pump? Probably cost less than rebuilding the building.
We don't need to. We don't need to buy another Stratford pump because we need three raw sewage pumps, and Stratford gave us three pumps. So
okay, what's this fourth pump that weighs 2 ton?
That's the one that we already purchased for $63,000 and ordered a second one on the way, which will be here at the end of the year. So we have.
But that's not the Stratford type pump, is it?
It's
same pump as the Stratford pumps.
It's the same pump, just bigger.
Well, you're going to spend more and need more than $63,000 to redo the building, I would think.
Well,
and is that going to be compatible with anything you do in the future? I don't know.
The new HOMA pumps that we purchased because those are the ones that we were going to use in the full facilities upgrade. We needed these pumps to get replaced because they were going. We want to just buy something to get us through. We wanted to buy something that we were going to use in the upgrade. So after we deliberated with Weston and Sampson, we knew these were the pumps that we wanted. So that's the first one that we had purchased.
What would it cost us to buy another pump straight up?
Well, we purchased the one that we have right now that's sitting on our garage was $63,000. We ordered
Forget that one. That's a 2-ton pump, right?
But Bob's telling me about the rebuilt ones. The same one.
Sounds like you can get a pump to do the same job and it weighs a lot less. The Stratford pumps, right? Am I reading it right or am I confused? I don't know.
I'm sure you could, but is it going to be as efficient as the other ones?
Will it do the job?
So the Stratford we have now are doing the job.
So because I think it's kind of coming down to a cost benefit analysis at this point, because if those rebuilt pumps will do the job and they're sized sufficiently enough to handle what we need them to do, then why are we going to go through the upgrade of that existing structure just to put that new pump in when we know that those new pumps can be used in another location during our bigger upgrade? So yeah, we're going to sit on them for a little while, but you know what I mean? And then if we were in the need to replace the ones, like these rebuilt ones, because they are rebuilt, they're not brand new, I get it. They hit their end of life, then we know that we have to put something in lighter there instead of rebuilding the entire or reinforcing the structure. I don't know if it's, to be honest, I don't know. I'm kind of on the same page as Bob on this one. I don't know if it's worth it to go through that upgrade of that structure just to put in a bigger pump when the smaller ones are sufficient.
Okay, so maybe I wasn't explaining myself properly. So we have two options. We can get all three Stratford pumps up and running as soon as we can. And I think that is going to hold everything over just fine for the time being. If we wanted to get the other pumps, the new pumps installed right away, we would have to do upgrades to the building to be able to safely get those pumps in the basement. The other option is to wait on doing anything at all with those pumps until we know the direction in which we're going, if we're going to privatize, if we're going to be going on our own. And if we are going on our own, that building is going to need to get redone at some point, because that is one of the concrete in there is not favorable. It's going to need to be rebuilt. And we can put those pumps in at that time when we go through the upgrade at that building.
All right. So basically we've got one ordered. We got another one coming, the ones, the whole new setups. You just want to put them on hold, have them in the building, have them put on hold. And then when we do a permanent upgrade to that building, make it so we can install the two new pumps. Am I understanding that right? That makes sense.
Yes, sir.
I think it's a no-brainer. Have those two pumps. I mean, we've already paid for them. We've already bought, we bought two, I think, with the controls, with everything that's needed to do it. I think we just put it on, as long as we can, those three Stratford pumps. I refer you to Stratford, you mean it came from the Stratford. As long as we can make those three pumps work for the next 2 years or whatever it is, if we know we're going to revamp that panel, so be it. If Aquarian's going to buy us, then so be it. Then they got two more pumps that they can add to the cost of the structure. I'm just thinking it's a no-brainer. If we get three pumps in there working right, whether they're used or rebuilt or not, let's just go with that for now. And then we find out how much to redo the whole wet well. You know, that would be a part of what they're putting together for next year or for what we need to hand it to Deep. I don't know. I just think it's a no-brainer. Do whatever you can.
As long as it solves our safety problems for now, I'm fair enough, right. Too. Yeah. You know, my first guy, you guys are all engineers and understand. I have no clue with that.
Yeah.
But what I do understand is when I hear it's a safety issue.
Yeah, exactly.
So
the big thing is $7,500 to rebuild one of them. Get the other two refilled for another $15,000. Now we're set to go until we stand down there at the plant. Like I say, if a year from now we find out it's not our plant no more, oh well, now you got to add the money for the two pumps that we've already bought.
Right. This is the direction that I was leaning towards. I didn't want to have to do partial upgrades to the building just to be able to get those pumps in. But at the same time, you know, we bought these pumps and we didn't want anyone getting upset with us that now we have these pumps sitting around not being used.
Well, let me ask you this. If this goes through and if it goes through and we rebuild our station, are you saying that well will be one of the first things to be rebuilt?
Absolutely. I think it is slated to be one of the first things to get rebuilt.
Okay, so we're ahead of the game. We're going to have a brand new building that's going to take the raw sewage with whether it's two or three brand new pumps that are brand new with brand new controls. I think this is the problem that we have with every municipality. We use too many Band-Aids. and that's why we're in the situation we're at.
Yep. All right, so I think you're all set on that. I don't think there's any action we have to take. You just do what you need to do.
I think the only thing...
I didn't have it on the agenda, but just... In terms of the privatization, because everybody's mentioning it here again, the committee met the other day. I'm going to say right now, again, privatization is no more than a 50-50 option, but the recommendation is coming soon. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I'd hope that it would be the end of the month. Something's come up a little bit where we need a little bit more information, but that recommendation from that committee will be coming very shortly. So that's the best update I can give. James, you're on the committee. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking for a little bit more information before the final recommendation comes. So hopefully we'll have it by the end of the month, but we may just miss that depending upon when that information gets to us.
And regardless, we have to continue here as our committee as though we're going to be in business forever. So, you know, that's the only prudent step that we can take. So, and that's what we're doing. That's what we are doing. So
let's hope that we get enough grant money to take a bite out of this. Well, it sounds like there is some grant money out there.
Yeah. Well, it looked like, you know, they were talking about 20% of one and 30% of another. So that's still a lot of money. So, but let's see what happens. All right. With that, does someone want to make a motion to adjourn?
Not yet.
Make that motion.
Oh, so I heard not yet. So who said not yet?
I still have one question for the committee.
Go ahead.
What's that? All right. My concern is that the capital money that we're not getting from the city. I've said something a few times. It hasn't even made the minutes. So if it hasn't made the minutes, it's nobody's reading it. And basically anything that I've said is just sitting on a transcript. I feel like I'm being stifled. But I'm telling you, when it comes down to it, if they keep this system and we don't get money from the city, it's going to be the five of us that are going to be the bad guys because we didn't collect from the city. I think somehow we need to take action to get the city to pay their share. I mean, I know it's not required to be in the minutes, but it had, everything I've said has never been in the minutes regarding this. And like I say, they're not going to point at the alderman because they're going to come and go. They're not going to point at the mayor. They're going to point at the five of us to say, how did you let us get behind this many million dollars 10 years from now?
Well, we are billing, so you know they are getting the bill. So you can't say that they're not getting billed. We are, but
they're saying they're not paying it, Jack. That's my thing. If they're not paying it, and the agreement was years ago, this 257 that I'm paying as a homeowner is probably going to have to double to cover what the city isn't paying, and I just don't think it's right.
I agree with you. Look, I went to the Board of Apportionment and Taxation myself. I went to a meeting before COVID and said, hey, we've got to get this straightened out. So the only other action is we have to sue them.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so we'll make that an agenda item for next month.
I'm thinking of going to my Board of Alderman representatives from my board.
What?
I would like to go to the board. Go to the board as a citizen and say, hey, what's the deal? Because again, 10 years from now, we're going to be making up the difference for the city.
Yeah.
And you're 5 years into it now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it. And like I said, we're going to get the blame.
Well, we're not 5 years into collecting yet, Marcy, right? We only collected 3 years, right?
No. No, I think we're into five.
Yeah. Because the first year, Anita was the one that said, not to collect it. And what's Richie been in there, 3 or 4 years? I bet you it's 4 anyway.
Well, let's go back and check that. But, you know, make an agenda item. And then, you know, look, if we have to take legal action, we have to take legal action. The money's owed us.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'll give you a printout of what's owed so far.
Okay.
For next meeting, just so you have it.
Okay. Yeah, what are their meetings? Maybe we should just go... second Thursday, maybe?
Is there a subcommittee that...
I don't know.
How they handle that. No, the subcommittees are like the standards. There are no subcommittees.
Aren't we a subcommittee?
Are we a subcommittee? No.
I can put it on my superintendent's report to the Board of Aldermen meeting if someone would wish to speak on the behalf of it. At least that way it'll get noted in my report and be on their minutes.
Okay.
When do they meet? The second Thursday?
I believe it's the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even to go in the public portion, at least let the alderman know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, someone remind me. I'll try to go.
Yeah, okay.
Been there many times, so. Okay. more than I like. All right, with that
motion.
Okay, Bob made the, well, which motion did you make, Bob?
Adjourned.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're abstained. I gotta stop this.